So, we're on day 5. Excellent. Be a good boy now. So we're going to talk about that other side of the coin. I mean, yesterday I talked about how I like to be submissive and what that feels like for me, but occasionally, only happens with certain people. I like to be bossy too. Yeah, and that is fucking hot. There's something about having a man who's, you know, beautiful, strong, choose to submit to you, to do what you say. And not because he has to, you know. I mean, he's like, you know, 80 pounds more than me and has like 10 inches on me in terms of height. It's, you know, it's a choice. That's so hot. And yet the feelings that it brings up in me are completely different than the feelings that I get with submitting. I mean, submitting is like melting, like your wax, you know, just dripping, creating a pool of something new. Whereas dominating, it's kind of like you're the sculptor molding that wax. It's creative. It feels like a, like I've got a really cool Lego set, you know? And I'm building something really, really fucking hot. Now, I will admit, I, you know, tread the shallow end of these things, mainly because, well, I think to really explore these things, you need to be with someone you really trust. And quite frankly, I don't have that person in real life, so, tread the shallow end. There's so many nuances you can't explore online, let's face it. Because you need to be able to see what's happening. Be able to see, you know, facial expressions and hear their breathing. And that you just can't do online. I mean, even with a cam, it doesn't work. So. However, it's still hot. Even, you know, playing in the kiddie pool, it's still, damn. So, I did that audio a while ago, feeling a little bossy. And, oh God, that was so, I don't know, still to this day thinking about that. I mean, I go back on my audiobook and I'll check to see how many times things have been listened to, and that one has a surprising number of hits, and, oh, that just gives me a tingle every time. Thinking about that. And I know that so some guys will just listen to it without actually doing it, which is fine, you know. Do with it what you will and all that. But some of them will actually do it. Oh, wow. Yeah, that just... So, what are the things that turn me on about being bossy? I like the idea of a man aching for me, you know? I like the concept of his cock hard and aching and dripping pre-cum into a puddle between his spread thighs, and he's not touching his cock because I told him not to. But I'm making him do other things just to keep him on edge, you know? Like, okay, I admit, I have certain kinks. One of those happens to be that I think, you know, play with a guy is really... I mean, I love anal. I think it's great. And I don't even have a prostate effect, by the way, that I think I will be eternally bitter for because, you know, it's not there. Now, one of my bisexual friends pointed out that I do in fact have a G-spot, but it's not in my ass, so it doesn't count. I'm sorry. Because it's on the front side of the vagina. Maybe if it was on the back side, and then, you know, you could sort of get at it from both ends. But, yeah, it's not, so it doesn't count. Whereas men have that prostate. And, I mean, seriously, if I was a guy, I don't think my finger would ever come out of my ass. But that's just me, you know. Yes, there is just something about the thought of taking a man. I mean, I know I'd have to use equipment. My hands are very small. I mean, I've been assured that they'd be, you know, long enough to get at that prostate, but, you know, I want to fill you up. I want to, you know, hear you moan, beg. Oh, yeah. I want to be leaning over you, looking into your eyes as you watch me fill you. Oh, God. Yeah. See, if I was a guy, I would definitely be bisexual, because I think bisexuals are hot. And so, you know, if you're a straight guy and you're comfortable enough with your own, I don't know, inner kinks or whatever, and the idea of anal turns you on, then the trick is to find a willing woman who isn't hung up on that whole, you know, gay men have anal sex, which is so what? I mean, really. Having anal sex doesn't make you gay. Because I'm not... I mean, lots of women have anal sex, and we don't question our sexuality, so it's really silly to think that men should. And they shouldn't, because who cares? Honestly, labels make me cranky. Should we talk about my whole, you know, spectrum of sexuality? It's probably not very hot, but really, I don't like the idea that we must classify ourselves. You know, I am straight, and then, you know, the person next to me has bi curious feelings, and then the person next to them is bisexual, the person next to them is gay. It's like, maybe we're all just somewhere on that spectrum, you know, and I'm closer to the straight end, but, you know, given the right circumstances, I'm sure I could, I mean, okay, for me, I think pussies are ugly. I know. I'm gonna get all these PMs from guys telling me that they're gorgeous, but I gotta tell ya, ugly. That's just my personal opinion. And I share it with, you know, I don't really like the look of my own anyway. I mean, I like what it does, you know. I like when it's touched, handled, licked, all that. It's great. But it's not pretty. Cocks are pretty. I mean, oh, God. I mean, there's something about them because they're like deliciously hard when they're erect, and yet they're always soft. And I'm not talking balls versus cock either. It's like the skin is soft, you know. No man has a callus on his dick. At least I've never seen one. Although, you know, the way some of you guys masturbate, you probably should. But anyway, apparently there was a loophole for that. So, yeah. There's something about being bossy. So, I don't think this would be a correct audio if I didn't give you a sample, do you? I don't think so. Plus, then I can think about it and, if you're, you know, curious about this whole submission thing, then you can play along. It's all good with me. Or you can just listen. But, you know, what I would prefer you to do. And if you want that to guide you, then get naked. I want you naked. I want you on your knees. I want your knees spread wide. Put your ass on your feet. Oh, wait a minute while you get ready, okay? Because, oh, the image of that is amazing. Ah, beautiful. So, there's your cock just hanging between your legs. Beautiful boy. I want you to take your cock in your hand. Give it a few nice strokes. Nice long ones, you know? Start at the base and just stretch it out. Just get it warmed up for me. Oh, perfect. We want them nice and hard while we play. Hey? Stretch your legs out a bit more. I know you can. Nobody ever stretches it out to the right degree that first time. I mean, it should ache a bit. We want to have fun here. Oh. Get on your hands and knees, love. you imagine me standing behind you, inspecting you, checking out your ass. Oh, beautiful ass. Oh, there's something about a man's backside, and oh, yours is lovely. Oh, and I can see your asshole. Oh, and I do so want to play with that. Now, if you've got lube,